Hello, my name's Ed Frawley. Normally I'll have a Q&A here and I'll read the Q&A and talk about solutions to it, but I just had a situation with one of my staff who just took an adult dog. We'll call it a rescue dog, but unfortunately her mother had passed and she's had this dog now for a year or two. And I love this little dog. He's the cutest little thing. His name's Rekka. You can't get him to come if his life depends on it. Number one, he doesn't have good nerves. He won't come to you until you've known him for a year or so. So we're talking about recalls, and we started talking about reflexive recalls. And I tried to talk to her about, hey, you need to teach Rekka that, you need to teach him a reflexive recall. Go to my course that I did, training your dog to come. She didn't have to pay for that course, and she didn't take in it. It drives me crazy. But what's a reflexive recall? First of all, I'll define it, and then we're going to talk about how people have excuses on why they can't do it with their dog, like this woman that I've worked with for 20-some years, 25 years. But a reflexive recall is when I call my dog's name, I don't care what it's doing. I don't care if it's sniffing deer poop, I don't care if it sees another dog over there when it's out for a walk, it doesn't think about what's there, it just turns and comes to you. That's a reflexive recall. That doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't even happen in 6 months. It may take longer than that. But what I tell people about the importance of a reflexive recall is, if you can't call your dog away from another dog, if you can't call your dog away from a rabbit that's running that way or a squirrel that's running that way, then your dog is not trained to recall. You need to have a goal when you start to train the recall to develop a reflexive recall. And it can be done. In the beginning, you do it motivationally. You use dog treats. My secretary said, Rekka does really good with these dog treats when she's at the office. She does okay with these dog treats when she's in the house at home, but she doesn't care about them when we're outside. The solution to that is they're not a high enough value dog treat. If you have a Rekka who likes these treats, and they're nice, you can put them in your pocket. They're not going to get grease in your pocket. You can, they're pretty hard. You can leave them in your pocket for a day or so if you forget to use them all. But if they aren't the best thing in the world for your dog when your dog is outside, you're using the wrong treat. I said, use meat, little pieces of meat, little bitty ones. The end, it's a little dog. Just use a little bitty piece of meat. She said, well, I don't have any meat. I said, go buy some meat, cook it. Freeze it in little pouches, put it in your refrigerator in a Tupperware thing with all these little Ziploc bags and take one out and use it for training. Well, I got cheese. Well, find out, does your dog like cheese as much as it likes little pieces of leftover steak from the night before? You have to look at it like this. If your dog turns on the green light, you need to put on the green jacket. The one with all the meat treats, or the one with all the cheese treats, or the one with whatever treat turns your dog's trigger. That's the key. And how do you get to the reflexive recall? You don't just start it. I mean, I'm not going to go through everything because I don't know how many hours long my online course is. We don't get one single complaint on that course. Not one. But we break the recall down. I break the recall down into a ton of little bitty training steps. And you work on one step at a time. And you don't make the mistake of checking your training hardly ever. Because then you're allowing your dog to practice bad behavior. You need to know 1,000% after you've got your dog on a long line. And I'm changing the name of some of these longer. We make a 20-foot nylon, tubular nylon, eighth of an inch line with a small clip. And the purpose for that is when we have a dog in at the stage where we're going to let him kind of roam free in a fenced yard. Dogs are smart, but they're not very smart about knowing where the end of a 20-foot line is. When the dog's over here and the end of the line is over here, and if you tried to call him and he doesn't come, especially an untrained dog, and you go to get him, a lot of them are going to go that way. Whereas if you walk over to the end of the line over here, or even if it's back there, that dog's not thinking, he's going to get me. That's not the way they think. So I'm changing the name. I don't know why I never thought of this. I should have done it a long time ago. On these 20-foot lines that we sell, both biothane and nylon. Biothane's great. Water's going to, you can use it in the rain. It can get drugged through the mud. You bring it in and wipe it off, and it's clean and it's strong. Biothane is actually stronger than leather. We don't have a 20-foot leather leash. Nobody does. I never seen a 20-foot long cow before, so we're not going to do that. But your goal in training your dog to come is to develop a reflexive recall. If you go on our website to our videos and search on reflexive recall, you're going to see Cindy and her 4-year-old German Shepherd that I did a little short video doing reflexive recalls on walks with dogs. And that's an easy place to start it too. Take your dog for a walk. We're right in a tech park in Menominee, Wisconsin. There's a couple miles of paved sidewalk that are for walking in the tech park here. Cindy walks there every single day. And she takes Art for a long walk, at least once a day, usually twice a day. But she's out walking on leash, and she'll work on the reflexive recall there. And if your treats that you're using are a high enough value treat to the dog, and maybe not this, then the dog is going to enjoy the training for a reflexive recall, because it likes, every time it turns and comes, it gets a nice little treat. Think about that. So many people have problems with recalling their dog. And really, it's not a dog problem. It's 100% a people problem. Some people don't know the training steps. Some people, like the lady I'm talking about that works for me here, are too lazy to do it. There's no hope for them. Other than shame.